Let's now look at your brainwaves. There are four types of brainwaves we use. They're beta, theta, alpha and delta. Now, beta is the fastest. If you're having an epileptic fit, then you're in very high beta. You're at sort of above 30 cycles a second. Now, at the moment, I'm talking to you in beta. So in order for me to engage my thoughts and get the words out to you, I've got to be operating around about 14 cycles a second. That's the rate at which my brain is working. Now, hopefully, if you're listening to me, you should be working around about half that speed, and you should be down round about alpha, which is about 7-8 cycles a second. So alpha is for perfect concentration and for receiving information. Now, every so often, your brain will slow down even more, down to theta. And theta is the memory wave. This is where you download information. So when you're going through the journey and you're recalling information and picking up old memories, your brain should be dropping to around about 3 to 5 cycles a second. Now, when you're dreaming, you're also down in theta. When you're having all those lovely dreams and you're seeing images and pictures and you're this grand film director, you're down around about 3 to 5 cycles a second. Now, if you drop down to 1 cycle a second, then that's delta. That's the lowest level you can go. And you're not even dreaming then. There's just enough brainwave activity to drive your vital organs. Now, throughout the day, we go up and down like a yo-yo. We're using our brainwaves in automatic. Now, what I've noticed is that for me to be able to concentrate, I need to be in this sort of alpha state. I need alpha and theta rhythms. Okay, so why am I telling you this? Well, 5 years ago, I had the opportunity to have my brainwaves recorded as I was memorizing a deck of cards. And the results were fascinating and highly revealing. A few wires were attached via electrodes to my head. And armed with the deck of cards, I thumbed through 52 shuffle cards as I memorized the order in about a minute. Then I named every card in the exact order. Afterwards, I was able to replay the EEG to see how fast or slow my brain had been working. Now, I used to think that people that could do things like this must have had very fast brains. But as I saw from the EEG, for the first time I had proof that actually my brainwaves had slowed down. And what I was doing, I was working on a combination of alpha and theta waves. So if you think about it, as I was dealing the cards, I was receiving the information, so I needed to be fairly quiet down at the alpha wave, about 7 cycles a second. But every so often, I would need to download the memory of the sequence of the cards, so I needed to be in theta as well. But here's the extraordinary thing. When I came to recall the cards, we played back the EEG. There was no visible alpha, but I had 52 separate theta peaks. In other words, every time I had a memory of a card, it showed up on the screen. And that was proof for me that I had to slow down to remember information right the way down to somewhere between 3 and 5 cycles a second.